The following is paid for by Home Buyers of Pittsburgh Urban Capital Group. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Ryan Shalaba is in the building, and Realty Co. We're going to talk all about the exciting things that are happening in their world, but I want to begin by welcoming him to the program, and we are streaming this live on the Metropolitan Window video screen. How can you watch it and hear it at the same time? Go to KDKRadio.com and click on KDKA Watch. So the spring market has come and gone, the peak season of the real estate year. But I want to tell you what they're doing with their other company that makes it even more exciting that he's here tonight. Let's talk about the real estate aspect of your great company and how these two brands are growing and doing incredible things. Good evening.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me back. Always enjoy hanging out. Ryan Shalaba, Home Buyers of Pittsburgh and Realty Co., got started, you know, investing in real estate and actually being a licensed agent back in 2012. So been in the game for a little while now. Ventured more towards the investment space, so buying houses, fixing them up, selling, buying rental properties, all of those things, and got partnered up with, still to this day, my business partner, Archie, and built out the company Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. So now, you know, 2025, we're got 32 employees. We do construction in-house. We do all of our marketing, our sales, our finance, property management, everything in-house. And I pretty much do a lot of the marketing and do a lot of the talking, the face stuff. Arch, he runs the construction and property management side. And in 2022, partnered up with my other best bud, Joey Booker. He's a licensed broker. And we started a company, Realty Co., which is a traditional brokerage, just because really both companies, like we were growing so much, flipping so many homes, and it really made a lot of sense to have things in-house. Joe had always wanted to have a brokerage too, and so back in 2022, just made sense to kind of fire both things up. So now Realty Co., we have 35 agents. This year, without a doubt, we will be the number one non-franchise brokerage in Allegheny County, which is pretty cool 3 years in. And so on all accounts, we're having a great start to the year. The spring market was crazy. Every year, I think maybe it'll just be like a nice and even keel, you know, year. And it's just, no, it's March, April, May is
pedals in the metal.
Yeah, it is. So really, really good start to the year for us, and I'd say probably the main reason why, and we were talking a little bit about this off air, is that there was a big law change in January for the real estate space, the real estate investing space in Pennsylvania, and that was what's called Act 52, and basically they made what was called wholesaling illegal. Without a real estate license. And that's where, you know, we would go out, you would put a property under contract, you would then go and find another buyer basically for it, and you'd make a spread, right? If I offer you $10,000 for your house, I find someone that wants to pay $15,000 for it, I get the deal done, I make $5,000. The problem with that is that a lot of people are out there that are doing it aren't established companies. They don't have the money to actually close on homes. They don't have the networks. And so for consumer protection, they, you know, basically the state decided that they wanted licensed people involved in brokerages, you know, involved in those types of transactions, as well as disclosures for people to do that. So what we saw was the investing space and the traditional real estate space come together. And so for us, this was like everything we've kind of been, you know, working towards anyways. And so I think that's a really big factor for us why this year has been off to such a good start, because we've been able to, you know, still buy homes for cash, still offer people cash, you know, for homes that are really beat up, they need fixed up, or tired landlords, or a lot of times there's, you know, just kind of guess, bad financial situations, right? Or things that require
a divorce, all sorts
of
things.
Yeah, all sorts of things. So we still get to work in that lane. But then nowadays, you know, there's a lot of those properties that the mortgage balance is too high or things like that, or just a cash offer just doesn't work. So we say, okay, cool. Let's take this to the retail market. Let's list this on the MLS. We'll utilize the brokerage. Give us 3 weeks and we'll get you the highest offer we can. We'll see if we can make a deal.
Well, it's seamless. And now with what you're doing on the real estate side of things and your agents, it really can make it even much more seamless. But I just wanted to make sure that people understood your claim to fame has always been, look, let's shake hands. Give me my cash. Let me get down the road. You can still do that.
Yeah, still do that every day. And the majority of time, people still take that. It's just nice to be able to have that option. I know we've talked about this time and time again, where back in the day, I used to be able to work with 1 in 10 people, you know, that called us because that is, hey, the house needed to be beat up. I know it needed to have a bunch of work done to it. So because we needed to be able to put kitchens and baths and things into it so we could make money. Now, I can work with 4, 5, 6 out of 10 people just because we're able to provide more services, then of course the business is going to grow. So that's really been the focus for the last year as preparing for the law to come into effect, because we knew about it a year ago. So preparing for that to come into effect and then it actually taken effect, and just it's been really great since.
All right, so what would your answer be to someone who would say to you, but to get a home inspection, what I've been told by other real estate companies, I got to get the roof repaired, I got to get the windows checked, I got a sewer issue. What do you say to somebody like that who simply says, look, just give me what you can give me, the best offer, the market value, or close to it, figure in with some of the things that need to be done, but let me get my money and get out of here. Do they have to get all of that stuff done? Is it mandatory that they do that, or can they make a deal with you?
Yeah, no, we can still make a cash offer every single day of the week, typically within 24 hours of the initial phone call, sometimes same day right over the phone. Call me up. You know, we can talk about the house. You can walk me through it. Heck, nowadays you can FaceTime me and or my team, and we can walk through the house, ask some general questions, get an offer out right there on the spot, try to make it quick for you. And then generally we're 21 to 30 days to actually close and make things happen. Now, if... you know, just for whatever reason, cash offer doesn't work, but the house may need some repairs or things like that, then we could sit here and I could make something up and call it an as-is program. We don't call it that, but we say, hey, give us 3 weeks to go and we'll market this using our brokerage, using our relationships. We'll call our investors. We'll call, you know, the out-of-state people, and we'll see if we can get you an offer and make a deal that makes sense for everybody.
All right. Fair, honest, and fast, based on market value, no fees, closing costs. Working with Pittsburgh's number one home buyer is a breeze. Home Buyers of Pittsburgh, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. If you want to call tonight and leave your information, they will get back to you tomorrow. Business when the doors open at Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. 412-590-57, 412-590-57, 412-590-57. Truly a great entrepreneur, Pittsburgh success story. We'll tell you more about how they built the brand. We'll remind you how they can get you that cash offer and get you down the road. And when it comes to everything in the way of buyer meets seller and vice versa, it's Home Buyers of Pittsburgh, Ryan Chalaba, your Pratt Pack tonight on KDKA. Again, their number, 412-590-57. Fair, honest, and fast, based on market value. No fees or closing cost. 412-590-57. 412-590-57. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Ryan Chalaba is here. It is our second segment, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-590-57, 412-590-57. I was just chit-chatting with you off the air. A lot of those folks that kind of came in trying to do what you have branded have since gone to the wayside. Why do you think you guys are still standing and stronger than ever, Ryan?
I've been trying to do it right for, you know, as long as possible. Always played with a long-term, you know, game mentality. My goal every year is to make a little bit of money, help a bunch of people, help my team, you know, get better, help my family, and be able to play the game next year. And I've been saying, we've been talking for
years
about, you know, this, and it's still the same story. It's a fun, fun, business is a fun game to get to play. Not too many get to play it for 10 plus years. And so that's something that's important for me. Obviously too, you know, building out, you know, wealth and financial, you know, a good portfolio of homes since 2020, and we started keeping a lot of these homes, and that's been really cool. We used to, you know, flip pretty much everything and sell it off and, you know, put first time home buyers in it. Great families, great neighborhoods. And, you know, the sad part for me about that, we joke about all the time, is when we see them now reselling those post COVID, and they're making way more money than we made on the initial one, but that's good for them. So yeah, we started keeping a lot of stuff, you know, after COVID, and now it's really cool. I got a little boy and a daughter, but my boy is coming up on 4, and you know, he's been riding around with dad for 4 years, and he knows what we do. He knows all the guys, like he knows what, you know, Unc Joe and Unc Arch do, and that's fun. So if I can keep playing that game and keep getting better at it, then that's what we want to do.
Nothing like bringing your son and daughter to work. I did it for years. Absolutely miss it and loved every minute of it. All right, now, this can be a really stressful process. And I got to tell you, the house that I'm in now, this is the last house I'll ever own. I mean, I'm done. But what I went through just going from, it had been years since I bought a house. I had everything I needed, but just the waiting game and the waiting game and all the paperwork and stuff you have to go through. If not for anything, I got to believe a lot of people who've already done that are simply saying, look, I don't want to do that again. And if you're my age or a little younger, well, you know, you've got a few more curtain calls left. You don't want to spend months waiting and waiting and waiting. So that's another reason, I think, to the baby boomer generation, you're a gift.
Yeah, I think that one of the main issues with, call it, the industry and just kind of the relationship portion of it is that everybody has a cousin, aunt, an uncle, a friend who's a real estate agent or got their license, you know, or who wants, you know, everyone knows someone that wants to flip houses or get into real estate. And the harsh reality of it is that the majority of those people aren't actually real estate like professionals. That do live and breathe the business, that do it every day. So it's not just me that's been living and breathing this, and my partners and our companies, you know, for the last 12, 13 years now. It's, well, my partner, shoot, he's been 2004, 2005 when he got started. So, I mean, we've been, and we're some of the youngest guys in the company, you know. Yeah. So we've been doing this, living and breathing this for a long time. We've been on a lot of deals. I mean, Arch and I alone have bought over 1,000 houses together. I think we're closing in on 1,100 properties now that we've bought together.
That's outstanding.
You know, so just over the years, or help people sell. And then now, you know, running the brokerage, I mean, we're doing 30, 40 deals a month in there, another 20, 30 deals a month in home buyers. So it's just, we have had to, long story short, we have had to figure out over time how to simplify this as much as possible and remove as many of the moving parts as possible. You know, our goal, the best way for us to make money is to get that house either closed as quickly as possible. If I make you an offer today and I close on it, you know, 3 weeks from now, then I can get my guys in there. We can fix it up. We can resell it, and I can make money.
It that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, same thing on the agent side of things. You know, if you call me and you got a really, really nice house you know, you're like, hey, I got to get out of here. I've got to move on to my next place here in the next couple of months. Well, I'm not going to let you tell me that. If I say, hey, I'm pretty dang positive this house is worth $350,000, I'm not going to let you tell me you want to list it for $450,000, because I don't make money by having my name on signs that just sit in yards. You know, we make money by having them come up and go up and down, up and down. We've always had a real honest policy of like, this is what we do, this is how we do it. The goal was for everybody to make money, and the best way that we do that is by getting it done as quickly as possible, no matter what the route is. And every day we're in the office trying to figure out, how do we make it easier? How do we take a moving part out of this? And so, yeah, the biggest thing on like the cash and the investing side of things is taking people out of the equation. So if it's me and you, if I'm coming to your house, I'm making you an offer, I'm saying, $70,000, you're saying $70,000. Okay. The only person we need to get involved is the attorney to do the closing or the title company to do the closing. We don't need the inspectors. We don't need the appraisers. You know, we don't.
That can make it drag on forever.
Yeah. We don't need agents. We don't need all of those things. Now, when you have the nicer homes and they're all done up and all ready to go, move in ready, and you want to take a house to, you know, we call it the retail market, right? You want to list it on the MLS. Well, then there are going to be more people involved, but you should be working with a professional that's been in and out of a lot of deals that doesn't need to tell you every little thing that's going on to stress you out. Like, hey, inspections are here. Hey, this is what they came back with. This is what we should go back with. Okay, financing's in place. Okay, let's close. It's most people just kind of, a lot of people really make it a hobby, and they like the more emotion and excitement out of it. And so I usually will tell people, like, work with people that it's not really emotional for them anymore, at least the process portion of it. Of course it's fun. Of course houses are great. Of course dealing with people's awesome. But the art of the deal itself shouldn't be the emotional part. You know, it should be point A to point B as quickly and efficiently as possible.
I think the most emotional part of any transaction in the world of real estate, don't look in the rearview mirror, look in the windshield, and get to that next neighborhood. And that's what they do every day. 412-500-9057. Pick up the phone. Leave your information tonight. They'll get back to you. 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057. That's 412-500-9057. Fair, honest, and fast, based on market value. No fees or closing costs. Homebuyers of Pittsburgh, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. 412-500-9057. My favorite part whenever he drops by after Paul checks the news, market value. What's happening in the market? That's next with Ryan Shalaba, Homebuyers of Pittsburgh.
The following is paid for by Homebuyers of Pittsburgh, Urban Capital Group.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are back with Ryan Shalaba, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-500-9057, 412-500-9057. My favorite time whenever you drop by is to talk about market value, because you are the real estate guy, and I just love hearing what you have to say. And we were talking off the air about different parts of our community and the high end, the low end. And I got to be honest with you, I'm very comfortable in the house I'm in. And you'll never mistake this house being in a place like Swickley or Peters Township, which are great. But it just gives you an idea. It's one side or the other as far as the market value, the bottom line, dollars that make sense. But this is the guy that's going to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because we can all handle the truth when it comes to buying that home, the biggest investment we'll ever make. So what is the market value right now in 2025 in the summertime here in Western Pennsylvania, Ryan?
Well, the median price point of Pittsburgh right now is it's actually like 280 this year, 286 this year.
That's the medium.
Which is, it's up again. 8% from last year. So I looked at this stuff earlier today because I know you're always interested.
Oh, I love it. I'm fixated on this stuff.
But look, I mean, yeah, when you look at the big picture, you know, we're about as close to pre-COVID real estate market as we've been since COVID. You know, about 2 months of housing supply, still a seller's market, like homes still sell if they're priced right. You know, you just, the main thing right now, there's buyers in the market. There's people with money. You know, they're sitting on the sidelines for a long time. Houses are still going over asking price, multiple offers. But the thing I'm seeing now more than ever and have been, and we've been harping on this forever, is price has to meet condition. Like, that's just, doesn't matter what price point. You know, if you get the house, if you're going for maximum dollar, then you got to invest the money and put it into the house and make it perfect for that new buyer to come in, because there aren't as many buyers out there, but you want them all jumping at your house. So you got to make it right. You got to put the work into it, clean it up, make it really nice, price it aggressively, and you will have a positive result. The people right now that are, you know, that want to overprice the homes, or there's agents out there that we call it buying listings. You know, they just tell a seller what they want to hear. Sure, I'll list it for whatever. You know, those homes sit, and it takes a little bit, takes a little while to kind of backtrack and get like people to be more realistic at that point. But our strategy always has and always will be price the home right for the condition it's in, be competitive, and you know, and let people fight over it, and that's how you create true market value. Now, on the cash side, on the investment side, really market value is, hey, what is this home worth in its current condition? And so I always talk about the three levels of any given neighborhood. You've got full-blown retail. Let's just say, take a Penn Hills, for instance. Penn Hills, Verona area. We love that over there. And a lot of investors do as well. There's a lot of investment activity over there. But now, believe it or not, in Penn Hills, houses appraise and sell for $230 to $240, all fixed up, renovated. I'm talking new kitchens, baths, roofs, it's windows.
Nice community over there.
Everything. It's got to be done to the nines. But you can get $230, $240. Whereas pre-COVID, we were selling those same homes for $150,000.
So what's changed? $160,000. What's changed, do you think?
Well, there's a crazy amount of appreciation during COVID. I mean, what we saw during COVID was, because there was such a limited supply and really no supply for a period of time, you saw Pittsburgh become a slingshot market. I mean, it was like a, you know, it was bad out of hell. It really was. We were up 20% year over year, like just bang, 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 3 years. So, I mean, you could see homes go from a 150, 160 median price point to now 280. Like, we're almost double. So what we did was we caught up. So now you're still seeing, because of limited supply, you're still seeing prices go up. Everybody that's on the internet always sees the articles about how affordable Pittsburgh is, how it's the, you know, one of the top places to live. It always makes those charts, and it really makes it attractive for outside investment. But one of the main things that keeps the market reasonable and not to continue to go crazy like a Dallas or a Houston did, is that construction is so challenging here. The housing stock's old. You know, we're not a huge GC state. You know, construction's limited. And you just don't have those big price, you don't have those big price gaps, those big call it like value swings. So it's just seen as a relatively consistent market. Prices are stable, they go up, supply is there. So yeah, I mean, the strategy is really what it has been.
So explain this to me, and I've had this conversation with many people in the business world, entrepreneurs. I mean, you look at some of the pricing from Cranberry to Peters Township. There's homes going for $1 million. That's like the going rate. So obviously somebody's buying those homes. But I also think I would much rather be in a situation where there are people doing deals with you where it's cash basically exchanging hands. No fuss, no muss. You get the pink slip, meaning the mortgage, and I move on down the road. And then you get a little, you know, fix up, facelift. That thing cannot double in value, but obviously 25, 30% increase in value. So you have to look at the big picture. Owing somebody $4,000 a month for a mortgage for the next 30 years, as opposed to being able to get equity out of your house now, not have to put anything back into it. House is paid off. You got the cash in hand. It's a win for you and it's a win for them. And that's what you call a good deal for both sides. So one of the reasons why you're successful, I think you're more of the playing field as far as what's happening in the marketplace as opposed to what's happening in the traditional real estate world.
Yeah, I mean, and to be fair, you're seeing way more cash transactions because, again, people are coming off the sidelines.
Now, what's that mean?
People that sat around during COVID didn't want to get into crazy bidding wars, just waited and waited and waited. And so now if a house sits on the market for 60, 90 days, they'll just go make a cash offer $40,000-$50,000 under list, and we call it go fishing, you know? And so you're seeing a lot of that. You're also seeing in the 600 plus price point, you're seeing a lot of cash transactions. These $800-900 million homes are trading cash. So it's really interesting. You know, the dead zone, as we like to call it, is that 300 to 500 range. And again, this is all going to be neighborhood dependent, but a lot of times in that 300 to 500 range, you're competing with new construction. And so that house has got to, it's got to have features that new construction doesn't. You know, it's got to have land, it's got to have the pool, it's got to have, you know, square footage that you can't get. Whatever the factors may be, it's got to stand out, or it's got to be a good deal. It's, you know, there's only, or people just go buy new construction, or they'll just go rent a townhome for what the mortgage, you know, would be anyways, with the rates being this high. People, you know, hey, you're either paying rent to a landlord or you're paying rent to the bank, like it, when the rates are 7%. So you're, what you're seeing is real buyers in the market right now going for, you know, the home that they want. They are going after it, you know, they're chasing it, but it's got to be right. And yeah, and so a lot of people were, again, on the cash side then, where like you're alluding to, is a lot of people don't either have the time, the resources, or the money to get that home ready. So then they call, you know, they call us on the other side of things and say, hey, what's this worth right now as it sits? I'm willing to leave a couple bucks on the table. I know what I could make, this, that, and that. But yeah, like you said, just get me out in a couple of weeks. Or, you know, it's, or it's kind of the opposite. They're just getting started, you know, searching. They want to know what they're going to walk away with and when. So I say, hey, I'm good for 75 grand. This is good for 5 months. This is good for 6 months, you know, and then they'll go and do their search, or they'll get mom transitioned into assisted living, you know, whatever else it may be, finalize a divorce, whatever it is. And then we close whenever they need to close.
All right. Listen, best thing you can do right now, you're in a situation where you want to get the handshake that you deserve because of the sweat equity you put into this house, and you want to get on down the road to your next adventure, your next home. You make the call right now. Leave your information. We'll get back to you. Homebuyers of Pittsburgh. Ryan Shalaba, my guest tonight on KDKA. 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, last segment is when I back off the microphone and let this young man do what he does best. Talk about the real estate market, who he is, and what they do at Homebuyers of Pittsburgh, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Working with Pittsburgh's number one homebuyer is a breeze, fair, honest, and fast, based on market value. No fees or closing costs. So again, that number, call them. And if you know anybody who wants to get a handshake and get that cash and get going, remind them to call too. 412-500-9057, 412-500-9057, 412-500-9057. A handful of minutes left, so let's just talk about your company and why people need to do business with you at Homebuyers of Pittsburgh, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, Ryan Shalaba.
Yeah, cool. Hey, while we were off air, thank you. I'm not going to mention any names here, but to the nice woman that did reach out to us, you know, right here while we were on the air, and said, sell my house. So, well, my whole team right now, as I said off air, is they're at a concert downtown. So that's why we're typically we'll get right back to you, but we'll do that in the morning. So if you're you're still listening, we'll call you right business, or we'll shoot you a text.
The power of radio.
Yeah, hey, the power of radio. Look at that, it's you.
Well, I'm grateful, but it's really this brand that is KDK, and you got a great brand too. So talk about Homebuyers of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, hey, I mean, nothing we haven't. Probably nothing too much that we haven't covered now. I started off the show by saying, you know, in it for the long game, in it for the long haul, try to do right by people. We've been around since 2015. I've been doing the real estate game since 2012. Bought and sold over 1,000 homes now, closing on 1,100 with me and my partner, Arch. And we got, I think, 190 Google reviews. I think four of them maybe are not five-star reviews. And if you go on there, a big thing about me, you'll see that I call it the way it is. If we mess up, I say it right there. You know, I eat it. We're not perfect, but we're dang good at what we do. And we're always trying to get better every day. So whether for anyone out there that is looking to sell their home for cash, that's our main gig. That is what we do. Come out, get you an offer. Same day, next day, and can close in as little as 21 days or on your timeline. We always say we'll even help you move. Now doing this many deals, being around this long, I've seen pretty much every situation that someone can be in, you know, from bankruptcy to estates to divorce, you know, IRS liens, municipal liens, whatever, short sales. We've seen a lot of it. We've worked through a lot of it, and we solved a lot of those problems for people that really felt like their backs were against the wall and they didn't have options. You know, any of those conversations are 100% confidential. And yeah, we're there to help. Obviously, we're here to make money. That is the game of business, but we don't make it on, you know, we don't make all our money on one person. That's why we do a lot of business. We do a high volume business, buy a lot of houses, you know, so we help a lot of people. And yeah, then the other side of that is obviously the brokerage. That's, you know, that's was a growing that company has been a not only what started out as a necessity is now one of the funnest, you know, parts of the week for me with my partner Joey down there. You know, 35 agents, 100% commission brokerage, and yeah, we're like beyond pace to be the number one independent non-franchise brokerage here in Allegheny County this year, which is a pretty cool thing to say in our, you know, coming up on, this will be our second full calendar year, and we have an awesome culture there, whole bunch of really, really cool people doing good things, being able to, you know, quit their jobs and go chase their dreams in real estate and do the same thing I'm doing. You know, they're buying houses, they're fixing them up, they're making investments for themselves. And that's really cool. That's a rewarding thing to be a part of, to, you know, now not only like my team and my family, you know, but to help other people, you know, get into the game of real estate is cool.
Listen, it's about the grind. It's about the hustle. And what I love seeing a lot of young people, even younger than you, and you're young, getting into this business. And you even see the brands that are the major brands that everyone knows. Those people are out hustling their name, putting their faces up on billboards, this, that, whatever, something you and your partners have been doing forever. I think it doesn't really matter who's holding that license, but when you have a chance to fly and to soar, like with Home Buyers of Pittsburgh, I'm a young person, I got a license, I'm making that call to you because you guys think outside the box.
Yeah, and that's been, we're disruptors. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we really came in, took the social media model to play while, you know, we always like to say the Giants are sleeping and we want to come in and, you know, make some noise in the game. And that's what we focus on doing, focus on helping people build, helping real estate agents, realtors build their brand. That also helps us then build ours. And yeah, focus on the culture, focus on having the right people in there. And it's just been a really cool ride. And I mean, we've been together for years now, so
long time.
We always get to talk about it. But hey, as long as I get to keep coming back and keep playing the game, then I know I'm doing it right.
You are doing it right. He's the real estate guy. So here's the number you can call tonight. They'll get back to you. 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. 412-500-9057. News with Paul next.